Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Jay, Zach, and Matt.
Yay, it's us!
And because Fortnite is down, we are playing Golf with Your Friends and talking Fallout Season 2, Episode 5.
Yeah, we are.
Yay!
That's what is up. So I also have heard there's a request to text the ladies when we're doing questions of the day.
Ladies.
Really?
Yes. Really. So, that's what's up. Oh, I got a hole in two.
I got a hole in one thanks to the stupid jumping.
Oh, the stupid jumping? Bullshit. How dare you?
Actually, what? I think I got the double jump. Which ladies?
Your significant other, my significant other, and our sister.
Really? I'm not notified.
Intriguing.
I'll have to clear it.
I'm notifying you now. Look at this cloud.
Is it a bouncy cloud?
Yeah, let's find out.
Why would you do that to me?
I almost made it.
So we're talking Fallout Episode 5. So the beginning is they're facing down the multiple death claws.
Yes, and I was very amused. Oh, crap.
I was very amused
when the ghoul says, there's like one thing you do in a situation like this. Run. And they run about 10 feet and then hide behind a car.
And it somehow works.
Yeah. I was greatly amused by that.
What about when they run behind like a little, like, it looks like it's made out of tinfoil door and that somehow stops the death claws?
Yes.
Well, it doesn't stop it. It just doesn't want to continue.
They get bored and they're like, I guess we're just going to stop following them.
Out of sight, out of mind. I was also confused why all these people live like right next door to monsters.
The death claws? Yeah. Well, that's the games.
What do you mean, why not? Because they'll rip them to shreds. To shreds, you say? Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's the game. That's just the way it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the way it is. But I agree, it's very amusing.
Yeah.
So. I'm assuming because they know where the devil is, right?
The death clock?
Yeah. So, like, know where your enemy is so you can just protect it by the big door.
Well, it's not as big of a door, though.
Well, it's funny.
It's a huge door.
No, it's not.
It's huge, but it's not very strong. Well, they treat...
You don't know that. You don't know what's on the other side of those doors.
It could be all steel.
Yeah, pre-side. But it could be all steel. You don't actually see what's on the other side. It could be like multiple, like layers and layers upon layers. I'm assuming that's what it is. I personally think that.
I mean, they treat the death claws like they're an obstacle, like a big lake.
Yeah, because the guy is like, how about them death claws, huh?
Yeah, and the ghoul's like, I'm so close to my...
It's way too close to the death claws.
Yeah, the ghoul's like, my family's right there, but a bunch of death claws are on their way, and we can't fight them.
Yeah.
So I thought they were going to get this thing from the games called... I wish Rob was here. I wish I could remember what it was called. It's like basically a cloaking device.
No ship that like has a cloaking device.
Like a night boy or something like that. So it's like, we don't have to fight them, we just sneak past them. Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I assumed that I think it's funny that she doesn't grab the rocket launcher.
From when
she robs the store.
That's like way jumping ahead, Jay.
Hey, but we're talking about what we're expecting to see, and I expected to see her steal the rocket launcher.
I expected Hank to leave it to not be there at the end.
Now
we go in order.
Episode's over. Good job, everybody. Woo!
Yeah,
I'm gonna text the women for questions of the day.
Wrap it up. Something I really appreciated was that the ghoul so clearly spells out his motivation. I really needed that. She was like, "I want my family. They're in the vault. Hank has them."
The plan.
You know, like, yeah, like this is why I'm going after them. So I really appreciated him saying that.
Yeah, unlike just to reiterate, this
one, which I do not appreciate.
Because we were wondering, like, why are they sticking around together?
Right. Yeah, exactly. And maybe for Jay it was obvious that was why, but for me it was not obvious. So I appreciated it.
Yeah, I think it's funny because earlier today I was watching some other podcaster talk about how he's tired of, like, the current way people are making shows, especially the Netflix, like, way where constantly reiterated and constantly in your face of what their motivation is and why they're doing stuff, and they have to repeat it like 100 million times.
Yes.
Seeing the audience like they're dumb.
For people on their phones, yes. And I agree, but in this one particular case, it had been so long that I appreciated it.
Mm. But yeah, I also, there's a little bit of world building where he's like, I looked for them in a vault here and I looked for them in a vault there, but I never found a vault in Vegas.
Right.
You gotta be kidding me.
What's up?
Get on the ship. Get on the ship.
Gotta pick a pocket or two. I don't know how anybody's supposed to do this.
You're supposed to time it with the blowfish.
I almost did it.
But yeah, so I did find it kind of jarring when they just barely is here from the Death Claws, and then they're in Freeside and people are just walking around like nothing happened.
Yeah.
Right.
Right, exactly. Yes, it was. I agree. It was very jarring.
You're jarring.
Nope.
So they go to Freeside where the ghoul wanders all away and gets booze. Where the bartender's like, the Death Claws are the new management. Am I right? Nothing changes.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think he makes a reference to the events of New Vegas where he's like,
and the
NCR.
Guy's from the Bear, by the way. Yeah. If any of you guys watch The Bear, he's from The Bear.
No. I have not seen The Bear. Anyway, so he's like, NCR Legion, NCR Legion robots. You can get Vegas to be ruled by robots in some of the playthroughs if you want.
That's true.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah. Or at least they're the enforcers. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's fun to see that they're very self-aware of their circumstances and the fact that they're like, yeah, it's just a cycle. It just keeps repeating. Except for at least this time they can lock them up and not worry about it.
War never changes.
And the act of drinking flashes him back to an industry summit in New Vegas, where again they have their kind of anti-capitalist message where they say the governments of the world aren't resolving the Cold War, so it's up to the captains of industry to take care of it.
Yay! Commercialism.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I guess
everybody
you could say
everybody sucks. The government sucks. you know, capitalism sucks. Everybody sucks.
Yeah, who doesn't suck?
I don't know.
Lucy.
Well, what's her name? No, not Lucy. Moldaver, I guess.
Moldaver, the one that wants to murderize.
Yeah, I don't know what her solution is for stopping the Cold War, but yeah,
not let the bomb go off.
Kill Mr. House. That's her solution.
Great plan.
Well, if the bombs don't go off, then...
Yeah, but how do you prevent the bombs from going off?
Right. Forever. Right?
Yeah. The trouble with this episode was there was a lot of flashbacks. But at least the flashbacks were pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I felt
I thought it was interesting. It was fun to see. It was definitely... it felt very Avengery, Howard Stark-ish, and like.
Well, yeah, I can see that, especially with the mustaches. So Coop
at the risk of sounding like one of the Netflix guys, goddammit, I appreciated that they kind of reiterated some of the plot points that I didn't understand. Or I had forgotten, like, why Cooper was doing what he was doing, et cetera, et cetera. No. So I liked it. I didn't mind the flashbacks.
Yeah. So Coop meets House. Coop actually runs into Hank briefly, and he gets the poison, but he says he's not going to use it. He's going to get the cold fusion some other way.
Right, and Hank has the cold fusion strapped to his
his hand.
His arm.
His arm,
yeah.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
And Coop has committed to killing House. I don't think we necessarily knew that, but he was like, I'm in, baby.
Wait, what? No.
He calls... Oh, no, wait. Yeah,
well,
no, he wasn't...
Yeah.
No.
Not to kill, but to figure out a way to make sure the bombs don't go off.
Yeah, he's fully on the side of, well, not fully, but he's on the side
stopping.
Of the neighbor and
stopping people.
So on the way in, there's protesters in a security Tron, like a robot with a gruff cop face, a congresswoman that gets knocked down, which feels like something out of real life.
That's the same congresswoman from who introduced Charlie. So,
well, from the award ceremony. Thank you. My God, I cannot use words today.
Yep. Right. We could talk about this part where I at first felt bad that I was wrong, but then I insisted that the guy who fought the guys in the redneck guys in the parking lot wasn't House when it turned out that he was. But
except that he
was House, and you guys said he was House, and I said he wasn't. But it turns out I wasn't. I was okay to say that because the other guy was pretending to be him.
Yeah, but you didn't know that.
so everybody wins.
That's what I said. I said in the beginning at the bar, they're watching Robert House on TV, and it's the other guy.
Oh.
The guy who's like been pretending to be House.
Oh, I see. I see. Oh, yeah. Good eye, dude. Yeah, you spotted that.
Huh.
So there's the meeting with House. Yeah, obviously, I'm sure you guys aren't surprised to hear this location is from the Gams.
His like
from
office.
New Vegas. Yeah, his office.
Okay.
With the thing above, and he knows the plan. He knows that Cooper Howard is there to kill him. Whoa!
He knows everything. Ah.
Oh my God, it's crazy. How does he do it?
Try having skills like me.
Okay.
Oh, are you kidding me? Look at that miss.
But I think we'll get to that part. That conversation I think is not quite until later. The doctor comes back from season one.
The happy go lucky doctor.
He's just doing his thing.
With his fusion core.
I love how the game doesn't even or the show is like the games where it doesn't explain how people can just walk 50 miles, no equipment, you know, they never seem to sleep or anything like that.
No, just don't worry about it.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? It's super easy.
What about when he fights the that rad roach?
Where am I going?
He's like, die, rad roach, die.
Yeah, that was funny. That felt very much like the Fallout in the spirit of the Fallout show. Jay, you're right in front of me, so you're going to have to move.
I also like how they subverted your expectations where you think Hank is going to, blast him. Then he doesn't. Or he's going to mind wipe him.
He didn't really subvert my expectations. Like, he did exactly what I thought he was going to do. You expect that the mind control thing won't work.
Well, they do the pan where you expect to see the blood splatter on the wall or on the glass, and then it doesn't.
Right. Right, exactly. Where are we supposed to go?
Wait for it to stop blowing and then follow me. Okay, so anyway, so we also discover that the family is frozen. The ghouls family.
He was right. I mean, he thought they would be in a vault, and he was right.
But, you know, it occurred to me, I remember asking, like, why would they... Like, why does he think they're still around? But then it's like, well, if Vault-Tec hadn't intended on defrosting everybody... Then, like, yeah, it would probably stand to reason that most people would be still frozen, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, she was one of the better, more executives, so obviously would be one of the last to be thawed, and, like, only thawed when everything was good. That was the whole plan, right? So the assumption is, since it's still not good, that she would be remain an popsicle.
Because the world is like extremely small, I guess he assumes that if she had been unfrozen, he would have heard about it.
Yes, probably. Well, I mean, he also talks about how he's traveled all across the maps and checked every single vault, basically,
right,
to find her. When he started talking about that, and then like the fact that he hadn't been to, what's her name? Our protagonist.
Lucy,
thank you. Oh my god, my brain is really broken today. I was like, what if she was, and that is the current overseer? Like, something happened while she was in her pod, and she shrank like a foot and got really old. Maybe she hit the Asian syndrome where you get old and then you lose about a foot in height.
I'm ready for that. I'm ready for a twist with the daughter. This felt like, god damn it, this felt like a dumber episode, which I appreciated.
How do you figure?
It just, they dumbed it down. Like, well, it's like, I'm looking for my family. Here's a shot of my family. You know?
It like, has to find it, my family. Like, just to make it
abundant. Yeah, just to make it abundantly clear exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
God damn it. How do you guys supposed to get over this cloud here?
What?
You just jump
over. Yeah, you just jump. That's why jumping is good.
Well,
yeah, jumping's part of the game.
I mean, you shouldn't be able to. Okay, I guess so. I thought the holes would be designed so you don't have to jump, but
they're usually.
I think this is a fan-made one. So
no, this is a legit map.
Oh, really?
This is an official map.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we learned that the device works. It doesn't blow his head off. And then Norm and company go to the Vault-Tec building, and it's totally destroyed.
Yeah, there's old people squatting there at the Roach Farm.
And we're supposed to know who they are? Question mark.
They were
in season one. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
They gave supplies and stuff.
Yeah. They had I can't say I really remember them. Did you like Zach when the guy said, I have to craft a weapon or something like that?
That was good.
Yeah, and then when the guy grabs like a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and they have like a roach farm, I guess.
Yeah,
giant roaches to milk.
Yeah,
yeah. Milk. So that
I don't really have too much to say about that part, but it was cool. It was different.
Norm learns about Lucy, which is nice because you like remember that these characters have a connection.
After they're related
together for ages. So I like that part, although I have to admit when she says. She's dead, and he says, "You don't know my sister." It's like, yeah. does your sister seem particularly good at surviving?
Yes.
Yeah. Why? She's a vaultie.
Yeah, but she's different from other vaulties.
But she's the vaultie.
She's the main character. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she is though.
I know, but that Norm can't think like that. So that was the only part I didn't really like, but I did like the emotional stakes.
It's a little bit corny, but it didn't bother me.
Then the next part is where Lucy acts extremely out of character.
What?
You mean the stealing?
So the ghoul says, "Go over here and take and ask for something that will get you off of drugs," and that sounds great.
Yeah,
so you'll be off easy, drugs, independent. It sounds easy. But instead, she wanders into a store and starts stealing stuff. And then I thought she was going to steal drugs at first. And then she steals like a power fist. And then kills the owner.
Okay, well not the first
owner.
Of all.
Juan does not kill the owner.
Yeah, the owner's already dead. Yeah, were you not paying attention? Also,
he's the owner by, he's the latest one to take it.
Anyway, dude, she doesn't. It's just to start randomly stealing stuff. They increase the price of the attic doll or
and
whatever
she
that she needs.
Yeah, she. It went from $250 to $1,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you
so
see
she
that?
She couldn't afford it, so therefore
is
she needed
attic
it.
Attic doll? I thought it was called like devil doll or something.
No, it's.
It's called the attic doll.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, it's fine though.
It's the antidote for addicts.
Okay.
Yeah, so because she can't afford it, she has to go about it. And again, because she's on the drugs, she is all about that life.
So why'd you take the power fest?
Because it was there.
Yeah, she's all about that life now. Bad decisions, right? Bad decisions.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, again, it's very similar to the games where you're like, is someone going to stop me from stealing stuff? Turns out, no, they're not going to stop you. You can just do it. And if a guy stops you, you could just kill him. And yeah, you'll get bad karma, but that's it.
Well, yeah, and she's like, I don't know who I am. What have I done?
Yeah, I actually thought that was kind of a cool line when he says, when someone says, who are you? You go, I don't know.
Oh, please.
I go, whatever. I liked it.
Oh, please.
Of course you did.
Dude, this is hopeless. We're never going to get out of this hole.
What? What are you? I don't even know where you went. How did you end up here?
How did you?
We got kind of stuck in this one part. I got out of it, though.
But how?
Because I'm a golf with your friend's fiend. Okay.
You got to time it with the pot. You got to time the pot. So it's underneath the gold bridge. That sucked.
So the houses, do you guys like that house's math says the world will end on his daughter's birthday? It was a little bit much. I kind of liked it, though.
Jump. Jump.
Yay. Jump. I didn't jump.
So, oh shit, there's almost out of time. Go. No.
I don't know where to go. All right. So then this is the part where Coop and House have their discussion.
Right.
And House rips off Isaac Asimov.
Isaac Asimov?
Yeah, Isaac Asimov. So in Foundation, which my brother-in-law, shout out to my brother-in-law, made me read, it's the plot is driven by this idea of futurology, which is the idea that if you are really, really smart and know all about, you know, and know, you know, like know a lot about math and all that stuff, you can predict the future.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
That's what House does, right? That's basically what he was saying, right?
Yeah.
You know, all my computers, I've studied the computers, and they tell me the end of the world's going to happen on your daughter's birthday. So, and you have something to do with it, and blah, blah, blah.
It's a bit much.
Yeah. The part that was a bit much to me is where he said, and I need you guys to maybe not mansplain it, because I'm sure the show will cover it at some point, but he's like, the same, I don't know who's going to drop the bombs, but whoever it is, they're the same person that created the death class. I was like, what? What?
Well, he says it's an unknown entity, but I agree that it's like really weird. But I think they're going to explain it.
Yeah.
I'm sure they will. It's just very... I don't really like the idea of like Palpatine was behind it all, you know?
Yeah, I feel like
one sinister entity that is responsible for all the bad stuff.
Yeah, I haven't spoken to other Fallout fans about this, but personally, I always preferred that the nuclear war just starts the way one would expect a nuclear war to start, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Rather than some big elaborate conspiracy, or even worse, Vault-Tec doing it. I never liked that, and I'm glad they're backing... Yeah, I'm glad they're backing away from it, because I always thought that was dumb. Like, Vault-Tec is already pretty ridiculous. Without needing to get into all that. Okay, so they find Barbara Howard's office with this girl has a cat named Puppy.
Oh yeah. Yeah, she's been in it before. Yeah. The cutie, you know, she and Norm are having this rapport going. And they went to Barbara's office.
So you learn about the forced evolutionary virus, and then loses a fight.
Huh? I assume that's from the game, Zach?
No, not as far as I know.
No.
Okay.
Oh, Jay?
Wow.
Yeah. I have no idea.
Concept?
Okay. But I think it's related to the death clause.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Like, that's how they made the death clause, without radiation, which is different from the games. Yeah, so then he has the fight with Ronnie, and it looks like he's going to die. But somehow I don't think
so. I don't understand why Ronnie, like, practically kills him. Like, he doesn't, but it's, like, he really is, like, viciously taking him out.
Because he's a liar.
Yeah.
So what? he's getting a fellow Vaulty.
Well, he's getting in on the secret, right? He's not supposed to know about the secret. You son of a bitch.
Come on, Matt.
You son of a bitch.
We must all suffer.
He screwed us. So the, well, yeah, it's not that he lied, but he lied about being Bud's big bud. That's not cool.
God damn it. I guess that's karma for me. Yeah.
Yeah. But then also, the guy wants power. You know, he wants to be the leader of the Vaulties. So.
No. Right. Yeah. Yeah, I guess. God damn it.
It's just the fact that, like, he was lied to, and the fact that, it's all a secret. He didn't even know fully all of it. So, Bud, if you're not a Bud, then you shouldn't know. Sweet. I do appreciate the fact that.
I can't believe you guys made it into this hole.
I appreciate the fact that, only the person who's only worked there for a week is, like, yeah, a normal person. And they're like, yeah, you know what? I figured out you're not one of us because you're normal. You're not an ass.
Right. Yeah.
It's fun. It's good. And it's nice to see another normal human in it.
Nobody can do this whole. It's impossible.
Nope, we did it. So anyway, it's pure luck, though. Okay, so Lucy gets off the drugs with a lot of throwing up. And then this is, like, the best part, where they have the deal. The dark bargain.
I know. I wish it was in a more dramatic setting.
Than just this crappy hotel room.
In their hotel room. Yeah. He just wanders in and, like, yo.
Well, you can't have it all, dude.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah. What did you guys think about the ghoul's decision?
Makes sense to me.
I feel like he didn't really have a choice.
Family first. I can't believe she expected him to do anything different.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Just like, I thought you were my friend.
Yeah. Well, and also, like, Lucy's desire not to be in the vault is not more pressing than his family's life.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
And he's holding them hostage in a perfect way. Like, the ghoul has no chance of rescuing them, really. So.
Yep.
Yeah, crazy. I would do the same thing. But then she gets mad and throws a temper tantrum, fists him really hard.
Oh, yeah.
That's some real good
She uses the last of her strength from the thing to punch him.
Yep. And then Hank shows up at the hotel.
Sugar Bomb.
Even though his, like, toady was just there.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm assuming he had to be there to watch and make sure that his lackey.
It is kind of funny, though, why he didn't just do it himself. If he's already there.
Well, because then
he could just be like, I set a thing for your family, and if I'm not back to push a button, they die. So you can't kill me, Batman.
But there's always the chance, right? There's always the chance that someone can get the upper hand in, like, a direct confrontation, at least if you have multiple layers of separation.
That's what I'm saying, is if he gets the upper hand, he could just say, you can't hurt me, or I'm gonna destroy your family.
But then the ghoul could be like, okay, well then fuck you, and I'm just going to kill you. But like, you always want that separation.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I mean, it's not worth it with my family. Yeah, just in case, you never know. He's a broken man on a Halifax pier.
He's not a man. He's a monster.
He's an abomination. Speaking of which, there's no Maximus in this episode.
Oh, yeah.
That was disappointing.
Really?
But but at least there were no vaults, you know, no vault drama. So, I take it where I can get it.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Oh, yeah, there was nothing in the vault. That's true.
I've called Guru in for questions of the day.
Hello.
Did you call everybody else in? Hello.
Well, I sent out some texts. We'll see who responds. Who answers the call?
Who will answer the call? Is it Alana? Okay. Well, give me a second because I stink of this game.
Thank you, Jay. You knocked me in.
Mega suck.
This is golf?
Yes. This is golf with your friends.
Burger.
Don't go up the ramp. Jump instead.
So what do we think of the episode as a whole? I thought as a whole it was pretty good. It moved the story along.
I thought it was great. I appreciated it recapping stuff for the dummies like me.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I like the part with the story.
Yeah. Overall, it was pretty good. I appreciated the flashbacks. It definitely gave a lot more motivation. Definitely plays, gives you a lot more background and sentimentality, as well as like just understanding. It definitely delineated where they all stood, right? And where their morals are and all that stuff and where they stand. Not Howard not being willing to, you know, how be able to fully understand where everything is, but then also the ghoul not being like not wanting to cross certain lines, but now is like, yeah, no, I want to preserve life. So like, which also explains the whole reason why he's like willing to like just take Lucy back too, without having to deal with other deaths and stuff like that.
Yeah, but the choice is between Lucy and his family. That's no true. That's no choice at all.
Right. Well, it adds to it.
I mean, adding to the complication is also, you know, that Hank is going to hurt some more people. So if they give up now, they're kind of giving up on stopping him too.
But the ghoul doesn't care about other people.
Yeah, but the audience does.
The audience.
I'm the audience. I care about other people.
I'm a good person. Remember the golden rule. I live my life by the golden rule.
I feel like if Lucy has to tell people she's nice or a good person, then she's not.
Yeah.
Anyway, who goes there?
Hi.
Wow.
What's up?
We're playing golf with your friends. I've forgotten how much I hate it.
Oh.
You forgot how much you love this game.
No. Oh, okay. That worked out.
Yeah, it's got some issues.
You got issues.
So
how dare
starting,
you blame the game?
So should we start a question
of the
day? I'll pull it up. Right. Just looking at my to-do list. Question number one. Comes to us. Actually, that question's terrible.
Woo!
Is it number one?
Yes. Question number one. What is the best part about being a grown-up?
Getting the ball in the hole.
Whoa.
Oh,
what is the best part?
It was doing whatever you wanted all the time.
Responsibilities suck.
What kind of life do you have? You could do whatever you want all the time.
What are you talking about? Being able to do
besides when you're working, obviously.
And cooking.
It's like a third of your life.
Well, cooking's like, at least you can pick what you eat. You don't have to eat healthy if you don't want to.
True.
Yeah.
I mean, you should, but no one's going to make you.
Yep. I read somewhere on the Twitter that you can never truly enjoy computer games as a grown up because you know you have responsibilities that you should be doing.
That's a lie.
Okay.
Is computer games or video games?
You can never like completely turn it off because you know somewhere you're supposed to be doing that instead of whatever you're doing.
Well, I mean, if you get your stuff done.
But there's always other stuff.
Well, okay. I guess this part of being a grown-up, too, is knowing when to quit.
Yeah. Viewing bouncy. Yeah. I would say, yeah, having more disposable income.
And being able to use it as you please.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, if you want to buy some JSA HeroClix, you buy some JSA HeroClix. No one's gonna stop you.
Yeah, is it kind of like saying the freedom? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think I'm gonna say driving, because even though I'm not really into driving the way like Jay is, like just be able to go where you want when you want, do your thing. No, go where you want to go. It's nice. You can play what you want. Oh, also, I know we said freedom, but also like independence. Like when I was ready to leave home, I was like, I want to live on my own, not have somebody always up in my business, as was the case with a slightly large family like ours. But then when I was ready to settle down again, then I was. Bah.
Okay. Jay, Guru.
And what did Alana say?
She said, be able to do whatever you want all the time. Yeah, apparently Alana lived a very hedonistic lifestyle at some point. Yeah.
If I want to get Gushers at the grocery store, I'm going to get Gushers.
That's your dream? That's the dream, is getting Gushers at the grocery store?
Yeah.
Okay. Dream big.
Yep.
If I want a sectional couch, I can get a sectional couch.
That's right.
Ooh. And I did. Yeah, Guru. Yeah. Sectional couch. Time to upgrade.
Thanks for the thought.
Never mind, I'll get a new one. Ooh, what a shot by Zach.
Thank you.
Guru, what did
you say? Oh, he got it in two? Wow.
Guru said the same, but also no homework.
Everything you guys said plus no homework.
But don't you ever take work home?
I do. But no one is like, like, they don't like punish or send you to principal's office.
Yeah. They don't come up to you like, have you done your homework? Have you done your homework?
Well, I feel like your manager's office is even worse. I'd rather go to the principal's office and be like,
how would you know? You've never been to the principal's office.
That's true, but I'd rather do that.
Just bring it back.
But yep, it's true. There is no homework. You guys done already?
I'm working on it. Ah.
Now that the batteries are dead.
I always feel like I'm doing well and then Jay just pulls away. Wait, did Jay answer?
Yeah, actually, the financial freedom. Oh, all okay. Type of freedoms.
All right.
Freedom.
It's calling. Here I am.
No, I hate. Why do we play this game? We're only playing this because Fortnite is down, by the way. All right, so question number two. What is the worst part about being a grown-up?
Having to do everything by yourself.
That's what you got me for, girl.
That's when you're married to Zach. You're married to Zach and you have to do everything by yourself.
Yep.
When you get food.
He helps. He doesn't help out in any way. Gah.
Oh, he does a lot of
things.
I didn't realize I was muted this whole time.
Oh.
Yeah, we were wondering.
That's the worst part about being a grown-up is being muted this whole time.
Indeed. It's when your friends get responsibilities and they can no longer do whatever you want.
Oh, why don't you get some responsibilities?
Fuck that.
That's the worst part of being a grown-up, if you ask me. Is your responsibilities.
I don't know. A life without responsibilities, well, I guess I shouldn't comment, as Jay has no responsibilities.
Yeah, baby!
I would just say a life without responsibilities is a life kind of devoid of meaning. But
what?
We can all agree to disagree.
Okay.
Devoid of meaning. My meaning of life is to enjoy life and have fun and be with friends and make other people happy.
Okay. Well, making other people happy is responsibility.
No, it's not. I'm not responsible for other people's happiness. I can just do it. and be happy.
Okay.
If he wants to. She's a follower of Bacchus. The Roman god of wine, women, and song.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't mind the responsibilities. What's the worst part about being a grown up?
How about your body starting to break down?
Yeah. Knowing that it's coming to an end. Getting closer to, you know. Yeah. It's probably that, because I don't mind the responsibilities, and so far my body's in pretty good shape. So, just, so cool, I guess, man. Just looking back and realizing how quickly the time goes.
Yeah.
Did I get the hole or did I just miss? I think I just failed.
Ah!
I ran out of shots.
Stop, you piece of crap.
This is getting too dark. I ran out of shots. All
right.
Oh, I want to see responsibilities.
The worst thing about being an adult?
Yeah.
Taxes?
Taxes aren't that bad.
Doing your taxes?
No, how Zach does taxes is next.
I've never been audited.
That sounds critical, guru. You say that in a bad way.
I used Free Tax USA last time and Guru was very unhappy.
We switched to Dominion.
That's why Zach thinks taxes are easy.
Because he's not paying attention.
Yeah. He's just saying next.
Well, if you just do the generic
deduction,
what I do.
See?
Yeah. See?
Great. Yeah. Carefree life, baby.
Jay's motto is don't worry, be happy.
I mean, I guess, would you guys agree that ignorance is bliss?
Yeah,
I agree.
So the more you grow up, the more you know, and the less blissful you become.
Yeah.
There is that. You don't have your innocence.
Yeah. Jay, did you answer? And Guru? I just can't remember. If you did, I apologize.
Yeah. It's when all your friends become adults and get responsibilities.
Yes.
And I said we'll have to do everything by ourselves. No one does it for us.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Exactly. Okay. It's all coming back to me now. Okay. All right. And question number 3 comes to us from the hot seat. Let me draw from there and let's see what we get. Oh, yeah. What's it going to be?
Living dangerously.
We already did that one. Okay, I just put a new bumper sticker on my car. What does it say?
A Matt's car?
No.
Oh.
You're answering the question.
It says, I love my Bichon Frise.
That's your car. I love my Bichon Frise. Who rescued who? And if you guys like, it doesn't have to be a bumper sticker. It could be one of those magnets, because God, I'm sure Jay would never let a bumper sticker touch the bumper of his sweet rides.
That's funny, because I was just about to say it wouldn't be a bumper sticker. It'd probably be a vinyl or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Matt knows me well. I know how it works.
Matt knows me well.
It would probably, for me, it would probably be something Michigan related. You know, the thing about, and I'm sure Zach will agree with this, the thing about bumper stickers is you don't want to put anything controversial on there so no one will key your car or whatever.
I mean, if it's a political one, then time passes and then you're going to be the guy that has the Obama Kerry or whatever on their car. Then you look silly. So I had one of those magnets. I had a Vader Palpatine 2020 for a while. Yeah. I also had a Make It a Good One, the Michael J. Fox Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
With the Back to the Future font. So probably one of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jay, Alana.
Well, I have a sticker I've been meaning to put on the car, which is a Growlithe sticker we got in Japan.
A what?
Oh, that's cute.
The Pokemon.
Well, don't put stickers on your car. Put stickers on a magnet and put the magnet on the car.
I put the sticker on the window. Is that better?
It's not great. Yeah. But it's much better. It's done now.
No, it's much better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what you want the world to know about you, that you like Pokemon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I have a throne room to line up with Sentry. You guys are going down.
I have 2 Sentries.
Good. For you.
Thank you. We should actually, all right, I'm going to write that down. I'm going to write that down for next time.
All right, what down?
Nothing, you'll find out.
Intriguing. what would mine be?
This is fun.
Any bigger you want, girl. You must have seen some good ones. Guru, for you, what about something like save a life, go vegetarian?
Oh my.
Meat is murder. Yeah.
I guess that is a little bit controversial, but I don't think people would keep your car for it.
It's pretty controversial. there's nicer ways to say that.
I mean, I'm talking about mine, not yours.
Okay.
No, I'd rather have an interesting registration plate or,
a vanity plate?
Yeah. Or, you know, the frame around it.
Well, what vanity plate would you have?
Animal?
An animal one? Save the animals?
No. I mean, it doesn't have to be a nice looking animal.
Hmm.
Yeah, you get a bumper sticker of something like a red panda or something. Just looking.
I break for red pandas.
I have something like that. I break for ducks.
Guru, do you know the one that's like, I'm a member of PETA, People for the Eating of Tasty Animals?
No. Is that a real thing?
Yeah, it's a parody of the real PETA, which is People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
Good times. Okay. And then Jay?
Man. Whoops.
In Hawaii, I break for chicken.
I break for chickens.
Yeah. There's wild chickens. Wait, what did you say?
Alana, you prepared for the storm of the century, by the way?
Zach's going to come shovel my driveway.
Zach, don't you have a husband for that?
He's a bad bag.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I forgot about that. Do you have a snowblower?
No, but our neighbor does. Sometimes he lets us borrow it.
Alana, of our family with their salt should use a snowblower.
What?
Your driveway is about 3 inches long.
I know it is. I have shoveled it before and I was like, dang. How did we survive as kids?
You didn't do anything.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Zach and I did all the shoveling. About?
He had a baby shovel.
Now, Alana had a cute little baby shovel. Shovel the walk.
Girl, I had an adult shovel.
I swear. All right.
I still don't know what I would have. I'd probably do something anime. I don't know.
Anime was a mistake.
How dare you?
That one is kind of funny.
Not for that anime fan, though.
Yeah.
All right, Zach.
Jay, would you say train to be Goku or at least Krillin?
No, God, no.
Okay, well, thank you all for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Next week, Star Trek guest star draft with a very special guest judge. You can catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcslanty at 8 p.m. and group up with us next time.
whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.